So if you want to make your life very strong, you become very calm. Very calm. Nothing to say. That is a shamatha. That's it. Shamatha.
So the freedom is not in the choice of the actions, but in the choice of the mindfulness in the action. So not so much kuza zen, beza zen, or do it or don't do it, but mindfulness in the total working, no matter what.
Mm-hmm. I think so. That means that idea of mindfulness, okay? Do you understand?
Not mindful of anything, but mindful in everything.
No, not in. If you say in mindfulness, already you see the mindfulness objectively. No.
So just...
You must be mindful. Mindfulness itself. That is your action. Active. Okay?
So no object.
No object. But still there is an object. Okay, you shouldn't forget this one. If you always emphasize no object, no subject, that makes your life very messy. Okay? No. That's why life has beginning and end, based on causation. Because there is a teaching of causation there. Principle of existence, based on causation. No one escapes from this. So it has beginning and end. Right? From this point, you cannot be the blind. Do you understand? And then, within the beginning, within the middle, within the end, then you have to create life based on no end, no beginning. What is this? That's a really big call for you, don't you think so? For everyone. But we are very easy for us, caught by idea, you know? Idea, always idea. Even though you understand what I said, action itself, activity itself, still your life actually doesn't follow it. Because your life is always, you know, pulled by ideas. You know? That's why practice is very important. Bodhisattvas suffer from their life. How to be one with the principle and actions.
So just doing life in the presence of the ideas anyway, the ideas are there, anyway coming and going, but just raking the leaves. Anyway, the ideas will be there or not.
So, totally, the life is very normal. Huh? Nothing special. Nothing special. So, when the death comes, please die. That's it. That's very terrible for us. Life comes, is there. Death comes, is there. That's pretty hard for us, don't you think so? Because we always want something. So that is really peace, really just security. That's pretty... Well, mountain is mountain. That's mountain is mountain, that's it. But that mountain is mountain, well, go has passed through many times part of the engines of car clean door
filter.
Thousand million times You have to pass through this filter. Anyway.
Conceptions, 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 and then just the mountain.
What do you mean, conceptions?
Ideas and ideas and ideas, and then finally just filter.
Well, ideas, ideas, but ideas simultaneously no idea because you have to pass through this filter. Okay? That means you hold it, but you have to get it. You have to, you know, be free from that. Do you understand that one? That means don't hang on to your ideas. It means you polish. Your eyes must be sharp, or your eyes must be bright anyway. Okay? So for this, how can I get it? For this, we have to practically pass through that filter. That is practice, anyway. It's pretty hard. We are to pass through this, you know, pass through these filters. It's very hard, but if you cannot, if you don't, it's very hard to live in peace and life doesn't, world doesn't operate, you know, as a whole. Just like the engine of the car. So, they obviously have to pay attention to aspect of this moving very positively, but simultaneously we have to draw back. Withdraw. Withdraw means not going back, but reflect upon. Reflect upon and move. Reflect upon, move. Means holding, experience, and let it go. Experience, let it go. In order to experience something, you have to consider very carefully what to do because that is a human action. Okay? You have to be very careful to do what to do. And then, do it. But there is a very strong reflection. And then, whatever it is, if you have to do, you have to do. Just do. Moving toward the future. But on the other hand, you have to be very humble. Humble or majestic and also very modest. Not arrogant. So it's quite different from lifestyle of risking life. Okay? Lifestyle of risking life is very arrogant. Office going always, you know, you do something. That's everyone likes that. Because if you risk your life or whatever it is, you can be successful doing something. But it's not your total way, true way of human living. It's very elegant, very majestic, elegant. Soft, but very majestic, very stable, and nevertheless, very modest, modest and humble, and very means nothing but the human life, very neutral life, but still there is a depth. So that is, depth is manifest, and he explains as maybe elegant, or majestic, or profound, we can say. So mountain is mountain, but mountain's life is very deep, profound, we can say so. If you see the mountain, but through the six consciousness, mountains are very flat. That's very common. We say common sense, okay? Common sense, mountains are mountain, very flat. That's understanding is very flat. Okay? You understand? So, I'm talking, the mountains, I am talking is quite different from the mountain in common sense. Because it has that understanding, or the Buddhistic understanding of mountains is mountain has a profound and deep, modest, elegant, majestic. That is total picture of the mountain which exists, interconnected with cloud and skies, rhythm of life, you know, nature. So that is same applied to our life. Thought, actions, whatever it is.